Well, beginning up at the Gold Coast today and going over the next week, it's the Magic Millions Gold Coast National Sale. And good to know our good buddy on Racing HQ is with us, Vin Cox, the Managing Director of MM Magic Millions. Morning to you, Vin.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Just to correct you slightly, we're here for 2 weeks. We don't finish for 2 weeks today.
Well, I thought you were cramming everything into 1 week, but no, it goes to June 2. So you'll be there for 2 weeks, and this is a sale that it offers everything, doesn't it? I mean, you go through the whole, you go through weanlings, yearlings, brood mares. You know, it just gives everyone the chance.
It's the whole cycle. So, we start today, and it was less than half an hour on weanlings. Weanlings today and tomorrow, race fillies Tuesday next week, and then followed on by broodmares right through to Friday, and then the week after we're into yearlings and racehorses at the very end.
Remarkable. The weanlings that come through, I mean, they're obviously getting close to being yearlings, so they've grown, starting to grow really much into their bodies.
Oh, very much so. You know, it's, as you say, they turn one very, very shortly, so August 1. But you get a fair idea of where they're sitting at this stage as well. But, you know, they can change dramatically. But a good, a nice lot of weanlings will do hurt.
Okay. The inspections for the weanlings, how have they been, or for the weanlings?
It's been very, very sound, very solid. We've got a catalogue of 560 weanlings. So there's a lot to look at and spread over the ground. But a lot of people in town and a lot of people from overseas and obviously all around Australia. So we're hopeful it'll be okay.
The broodmare part of it, as you say, begins on Tuesday. It goes, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, the calibre of the horses that are being retired, I mentioned here yesterday, private secretary for Greg Hickman, they've decided, but there are so many of these race mares that are being retired going through this sale.
Yeah, this part of the market's really exploded over the last 4 or 5 years. Wasn't all that long ago that race fillies weren't really offered to the market. Now we have a special section for the race fillies, the retired mares off the track, or some are still racing even. But it really has sort of concentrated high quality stakes winning, stakes performing, or well pedigreed mares. So it is very exciting.
You've got a number of horses that are in fact running on Saturday at Eagle Farm that will end up going through your sale.
Yeah. Well, Tycoon Tara, for one, she's going in the Kingsford Smith Cup Group 1. She's a Group 2 winner at the moment. And she happened to knock over the Group 1 on Saturday. That'd be pretty exciting. So, yeah. It is a... Last year, we had sold a mare called Cradle Me, and 2 days after she was sold, won a Group 2 at the Brisbane Carnival. So there's plenty of opportunity.
The other one of note has already claimed a Group 1 coming up 12 months ago. Miss Covergirl runs on Saturday, and she's coming through the broodmare sale there.
That's correct. She'll be offered on Tuesday. She won a Group 1, the Tiara, last year, and she's in the Group 3 Glen Logan on Saturday. So, and there's plenty of others that will be racing not only this weekend, but the weekend after we sold them.
Yeah. The ones this week, I know you've sent me this, but Tycoon Tara, Ally Lou, Common Lil, Miss Cover Girl, Just a Blur, Alaskan Rose, Mile of Krishan is up there also running on Saturday. That's just this week. So there's just, you can automatically, if you want to race them on, it's whoever buys, it's their ultimate decision.
Absolutely. They can either retire them and send them to stud or keep on racing. So, as I said, mare like Cradle Me won the Group 2 after we sold her last year.
Yeah, okay. Then after the broodmares, we get down to the National Yearling Sale, and that's on the 6th, the 7th, the 8th of June, and then we head towards Stradbroke Day. So you're there basically, as you say, for 2 weeks until we get to one of the biggest race days in Brisbane.
Yeah, it is. It's a great time of year up here in Queensland. The weather has been special.
I love the way you said special.
As well as that's been. You should be up here enjoying it, Hoss.
I wish I was. I wish I was. I might be there in a few weeks' time, but looking forward to it all unfolding. So today, it's the National Weanling Sale. It goes on for a couple of days, and then we'll work through it, and we'll certainly talk to you as we get through the sale, Vin, and keep our listeners up to date. Good luck. I hope it's a terrific sale.
Good man. Thanks, Andrew. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Good on you, mate. Vin Cox joining us there, Managing Director of Magic Millions. And as I say, you can go to their website and get more detail, the Magic Millions website, and you can even watch the sale through their website as well.